Ladybird Readers. Mulan. Mulan. Picture words. Mulan. Mulan's mother. Mulan's father. Mulan's brother. The captain. Yang. Weave. Army. War. Bow and arrow. Lance. Sword. Enemy. Desert. Soldier. Many years ago, in the north of China, a beautiful young woman called Mulan lived with her parents and her young brother. She loved her family very much. One morning, Mulan was weaving, but she was not looking at her work. She was very unhappy. "What's wrong?" asked a woman who was weaving next to Mulan. "You must love someone." Mulan looked down. "I don't love anyone," she said. "I'm sad because there is a war. One man from every family must go in the army. My father is old and ill, and my little brother is too young to fight." The next day, the soldiers came to Mulan's village.
"Here, take this paper,"
the captain said to her father.
"You must come to us tomorrow."
"No, please no," shouted Mulan. "My father is ill, and he has fought in wars before."
"If he's the only man in your family, then he must fight," said the captain.
That night, Mulan couldn't sleep.
"I must do something," she thought. "Father cannot go back in the army. It will kill him."
Mulan suddenly had an idea. She got up and went into her parents' bedroom.
"Father," she whispered, "I'm going to fight this war for you, so I have to take this paper."
Then Mulan went to a small room at the back of the house.
"Father used this bow and arrow when he was a soldier," she thought. "Now I must use it. I will take his lance and his sword too."
The next morning, Mulan got up early. She took some money from her bedroom and went to the market. There, she found a man who was selling men's clothes. Mulan bought a jacket and some trousers. Next, Mulan found a man who was selling horses.
"That is a beautiful, strong horse," she told the man.
She gave him some money and took the horse. Mulan went home and put on her new clothes. Then she took her father's sword and she cut her beautiful black hair. "Do I look like a man now?" she thought.
"Goodbye, mother. Goodbye, father. Goodbye, my little brother. I love you all," Mulan whispered as she rode away from her village.
When Mulan's parents woke up, they saw that their daughter's bedroom was empty.
"My paper is not here," said her father. "She has taken all her money and cut her beautiful hair. She has gone to fight in the army for me."
"You must go to the army and tell the captain that she's a woman," Mulan's mother said.
"If I tell them that she's a woman, they will kill her," said her husband.
All that day,
Mulan worked hard at being a soldier. She sent arrows from her bow. She pointed her lance. Then she took her sword and cut a tree with it. That evening, Mulan went to the captain of the army. "Here is my paper," she said. The captain took it and looked at it.
"You will go with the other soldiers tomorrow," he told her.
That evening, Mulan ate her dinner with the soldiers. When they asked her name, she spoke in a man's voice.
"I am Hua," she said.
The men looked at her carefully, but they did not ask any more questions. They thought that she was a man, like them. Early the next morning, Mulan and the other soldiers got on their horses and they went to look for the enemy. A young soldier called Yang rode next to Mulan.
"Hua has a very interesting face," he thought.
The soldiers rode for a long time. They rode across the tall green mountains. They rode through a wide blue river. They rode through great hot deserts. 3 months went by. Then one morning, after another hot desert, they rode up a hill and saw a great army on the other side.
"Look, Hua, it's the enemy," whispered Yang.
Suddenly, the captain kicked his horse and it began to run at the enemy. Mulan, Yang, and the other soldiers got their lances ready and followed him. Soon, everyone was fighting and many soldiers were killed. Mulan was not frightened. She sent one arrow after another, and one by one, the enemy soldiers fell from their horses.
"Wow," said Yang. "Look at Hua. He fights well. He's a great soldier."
Then one of the enemy soldiers hit the captain with his lance.
"No," shouted Mulan.
She pushed her sword into the enemy soldier's back, and he fell to the ground.
"Well done, Hua," said the captain. "You have saved my life and helped us to win. I'm going to give you an important job in the army."
"Thank you, Captain, but I only want to go home to my family," replied Mulan.
"Then Yang and these men will take you," said the captain.
3 months later, Mulan and the soldiers arrived at her village. Her mother, father, and brother ran out to meet her.
"Our daughter,"
they cried, and they put their arms around her.
"Your daughter?" said Yang.
He was too surprised to speak.
"Yes," replied Mulan, laughing. "This great soldier is a woman."
Then she turned back to her family.
"I'm so happy to be home," she said.
Ladybird Readers, Mulan, read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by Sorrel Pitts. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Illustrated by Ku Lan. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2020.